It is a great day to be alive in Pittsburgh, PA. How we doing, everybody? Welcome in to another bi-week edition of Cabali and Mac. I'm Chris Mack, some dude in his basement. He's Mark Cabali, legendary veteran Steelers reporter and correspondent for the Pat McAfee Show. Make sure you're following us on X, Cabali and Mac. That's where you can watch the show live every time we go live. Get caught up on everything you may have missed. Also on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. If you're one of the first 500 followers on Instagram, you may get this lovely $100 gift certificate to Yoli's Cucina and Craft House. We're about 70 followers away on Instagram from hitting that number. So go do it. Get yourself a fantastic meal. Head out to Jefferson Hills for Yoli's Cucina and Craft House. And don't forget, when we get to 3,018 subscribers on YouTube, somebody's going to win either an autographed Will Hard Steelers helmet or that autographed Stone Cold Steve Austin black leather vest from First and Goal Sports. We appreciate their support of the show, of the program.
You know what, Mac? And the decision might have to be made on Will Howard coming up in the next week or two. So it'll be perfect timing.
That's a good point. I'd kind of, that had fallen off my radar just a little bit, that they've got to figure that out.
But he doesn't even wear his cast anymore. I haven't been able to talk to him at all, but I'm pretty much say this season's a wash, but it wouldn't be hurtful to get him out there, right?
No, at least in practice, like we talked about before.
Yeah, they have no third quarterback right now. They haven't had a third quarterback in a couple weeks now, so.
Yeah, Skylar Thompson's hurt and then got beat up in Dublin, which was weird.
Yeah.
And who else is even on the right? Who did they go out and get?
Oh, Goofin' Logan Woodside. He's sitting around somewhere, but he's on the practice squad, I believe.
Right. So, yeah, hopefully it doesn't get to the point where they have to even think about who the third quarterback is. That would be nice.
But you could get the Will Howard helmet.
You could get the autograph Will Howard helmet before his stock goes through the roof. Or the Stone Cold Steve Austin vest. Your choice.
Good Cuban. Christmas present.
Great Christmas present. And we're only, what, like 2.5 months away from that. We're only about 200 subscribers on YouTube away from pulling a name for that one. We've had winners from all over the place, from California, from Florida, from Arizona, from England. You could be the next one. Mm-hmm. And we will have, speaking of California, we will have a special guest on later in the show. The great Dave Damashek is going to join us today.
I hope you.
What,
hope
what, you took what some, kind of reception is that for Sheck?
Well, Sheck tends to get fired up. So I hope he took his Ritalin.
We'll dial him in.
Take Ritalin?
Is that still a thing? I don't know.
No, I mean, is that still a prescribed medicine for individuals
probably
who are hyper?
Ritalin, Adderall, all that stuff that gets people focused and not all over the place chasing butterflies. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe I need that.
No, you need something. You need a sleeping pill is what you need. That's what you need.
I took some, what do you call that stuff? Melatonin. That's like,
Work for you?
Oh, come on.
It didn't help at all?
The problem is not going to sleep. The problem is staying asleep.
So maybe a sleeping pill would help you sleep through the night instead of getting up in the middle of the night. Maybe
I can take some Dayquil. That's Nyquil.
Probably not a good idea. Probably not a good idea at all to be doing that. Thanks to Southwest Greens. They're a great idea if you want to have the best looking yard in the neighborhood with the least amount of maintenance. Go to southwestgreenspa.com. Tell Jake that Cabali and Mac sent you. This isn't like the Astro turf carpet that your grandpa rolled out on the back patio. This isn't the stuff from Veterans Stadium back in the day. This is legit artificial grass that looks and acts real. Even if you just don't want to do a small area of your yard, the whole yard, whatever it may be, get a hold of Southwest Greens. Again, southwestgreenspa.com. Grass that never needs to be mowed, watered, or fertilized. The best looking yard in the neighborhood with the least amount of time and work and maintenance put in on it. Get a hold of Jake at southwestgreenspa.com. Well, speaking of you staying up until all hours of the night, though, it does bring up something that I think we need to add to the show. I don't know what you think of this. You probably won't be a fan because you're not a fan of anything. But I think we should start a new feature. Given that you are prone to being up in the middle of the night and sending random tweets, sometimes your random tweets are in the middle of the day, I'll be honest, but a lot of times they're in the middle of the night. I feel like we should introduce a new feature called Cabali's Midnight Tweets. What do you think? You like this?
Wow.
Come on, we got some catchy music behind it.
I'm not quite sure why you picked that one. I was just answering the dude wipes there.
Well, because it was quite literally at midnight, and it was one of the few odd tweets you actually sent last night. You mentioned it. Dude Wipes posted, "We've got the nervous poops." I don't know what that had to do with. Maybe playoff baseball.
It might have been near the end of the football game. I'm not quite sure.
Maybe. But you felt the need to quote tweet that and say, "I get a lot of different kinds of poops, but nervous poops aren't one of them." You don't get nervous poops?
No. When I was younger, yeah, I would get nervous poops. Okay. I got much many more.
Much many.
This music's freaking me out. That's why. I got many more that are way ahead of that right now on the list. I got the random ones. The random ones are, you know, they just pop up. I got the travel ones.
How do you, what's a, hold on, define random poop. Like,
you know,
you're not
fine all week, and all of a sudden you wake up one morning and you're all day on the toilet, on the loo, on the commode. Well, that's just a random one.
That doesn't seem random. That's probably related to whatever you had the day before.
No, I look and it's, you know, I don't.
No pattern to it?
I don't deviate much.
No? You don't think like pepperoni rolls in the middle of a Wednesday afternoon for lunch could lead to random poops on Thursday morning?
No, that's a piece of cake. That's a piece of cake there. I mean, then you have travel poops, where as soon as you get into, you travel somewhere, as soon as you get into the hotel room, like 5 steps before you open the door, you're like, oh, I got to go. Got the travel poops.
Have you started yet taking the dude wipes with you on the road? No. Why not?
I had a couple packets, you know, when I go to Sam's Club and you get the free samples.
No, just buy a packet to like have in your go bag, in your bag.
You can't bring the whole big packet. They'll confiscate them, won't they?
No.
I'm pretty sure they do. They'd confiscate everything. You'd have to buy the individual ones.
Okay, then get a small pack you can take with you.
I don't know. Maybe if I do midnight tweets a little bit more, Dude Wipes will send me some for free.
They should be sending you some for free anyway. I don't know if you're a proponent on social media for Dude Wipes than Mark Cabali. You should be an official brand.
They messaged me. They DM me.
Okay.
So go out of my way to ask Dude Wipes to send me Dumpkins. Dumpkin naps.
It's Dumpkin Spice is what they're calling it.
Is that the best one you got? I mean, you normally have.
That's the first one I chose because it was from last night.
Well,
so.
I tell you one thing, though. I've never watched The Simpsons before.
Why? Why have you never watched a full episode of The Simpsons all the way through? I don't understand that. It's a hilarious show.
No, just never got into it.
But you'll watch Karate Kid 17 times.
Yeah, that's funny you should say that. The new Karate Kid Legends movie is out.
Did you go see it yet?
No, it's on in Netflix.
Okay, did you watch it yet?
I watched half of it last night, and just because you put Karate Kid in the name doesn't mean it's Karate Kid. And anything with Jackie Chan is not a big fan of. So
here we go.
I got halfway through. Jackie Chan shows up the Miyagi dojo, and I fell asleep.
I think the problem here is your lack of sleep and your lack of attention span. I think that's the issue.
Attention span, but I'm not.
You can't make it through 23 minutes of The Simpsons.
Wow, it's just nothing that's funny. Now, I was a Beavis and Butthead guy back in the day.
Okay, well, that
now, that's
probably
funny.
Tracks that probably that's, tracks just a little bit more.
That's funny. That's, now yeah. I went to get my hair. Took the kid to get the haircut yesterday. And the lady that cuts his hair goes, well, come on, let's go, Butthead. He goes, I'm Beavis. I'm like, oh, maybe he knows it.
You got to be so proud. Thanks to our friends at Impact HVAC for supporting the show. They've been on board since the very beginning. We appreciate them, especially with the cold weather coming. I promise it's going to get cool eventually here in Western PA this fall and this winter. Get your furnace checked before the season starts. If for some reason you've been having issues with the AC this winter or this summer, excuse me, you can always get that checked out too. Go ahead and get a hold of them on Facebook at Impact HVAC PGH. Or, of course, you can always give them a call if that's easier, 412-297-1852. We appreciate their support of the program. We'll talk about the Steelers bye week. Who's replacing, if anybody, Calvin Austin? Or how do they replace Calvin Austin if he's going to be out a significant amount of time? There was one clip from the assistant coaches the other day that we didn't get to address as well. We'll make our picks for the weekend. But look, you got up early for us all the way out there in California. Out there on the other, on the left coast, we should probably bring him in. Our good friend, legend, Dave. Dave Damashek joins Cabali and Mac today. My friend, you look beautiful. How are
you? Got up early. I mean, what do you think? Maybe I'm Cabali. Maybe I'm just burning the midnight oil through the night, reading Cabali's weird tweet, hoping to hear about the state of his poops. Hey. For your burgeoning audience, on behalf of your burgeoning audience as a member of it, we can limit the Cabali poop updates, you know, like the nature of them and, you know, how sloppy they are and all the rest.
I've never talked about sloppy poops. I'm pretty consistent there, Dave.
Well, when you're talking about nervous poops, I think.
Yeah, I was just responding to a guy. Wait a second here. It's not like you're a perfect gentleman on the Twitter machine.
What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, I see some interesting responses and tweets you make. So,
like what?
Oh, I'd have to pull them up.
What are you accusing Dave of right now?
I'm accusing him of being a classic.
I'm a delightful man of peace.
A serial
that's what you find when you go into the corner, the social media corner that is Dave Damashek.
I don't believe it.
I had a little row recently, and in fact, I just was talking about it with Randy Bauman and Bill Crawford. Maybe that's what you're referring to, Cabali, because it was off of something that you said during the Patriots game, early on in the Patriots game.
Way to start a fight.
What'd I do?
You said you did nothing. You said something about one of the plays that went down, I think, somewhere in the first quarter. And I said, boy, they really got lucky, did the Steelers there, because that really should have gone the other way. Something to that effect. And Bauman jumped in and he said, it's okay to like the Steelers, Dave. I was like, what the hell kind of weirdo remark is that? Wait, how dare a Pittsburgh Steelers viewer observe something, opine something that might skew negative about the team? Bauman said, and then I found one of his tweets and I said, what about this Bauman? He's like, it wasn't in game.
Oh,
big difference. And I said, what, when did this become the standard that you can only say negative things when a game isn't actively going? Very strange.
Well, I assume that Steeler fans were just negative all the time now, for the most part. Like, I didn't think we had to limit it to in-game experience.
I had no idea.
I find it interesting, especially with Bauman and Crawford, you know, and their love for Mason Rudolph and Ryan Switzer. So it's not like they ever talk crap on those guys.
No. Wow. So your memory is weird, Cabali, because
he's a hater. The Mason trust Rudolph. Group,
the trust group of Mason Rudolph includes you, me, and at least Crawford or Bauman. Anyway, listen.
Now, after he had to jump in the river, right?
I guess my memory is murkier than the Monongahela. But anyway, listen, that's not what we're here to talk about, right?
No, we're here to talk about football. Football, yes, America, check out Dave's new show. It's on YouTube. It's on the social media. And he's everywhere talking about that.
It starts in 13 minutes from this very moment. Be there or be square.
How are you going to do that? That's amazing. Technology.
You know what I find interesting about your show there, Dave?
What's that?
That when I see it on the Twitter machine, your face is like this. Is that like the gimmick? Is that the gimmick of how people do it nowadays?
He's a good looking man. He wants to use as much of the real estate on the screen on his face.
I hear what Caboli's saying.
He's not the only one that does that. That's how they crop it now.
It's a funny thing. It's like, you know, I'd like to believe that you care about what's going on in here and in here. But so often this is, I don't want to make it like it's a bad thing all the way through, but I mean, that's defined me for the last, you know, pretty much my whole life, but professionally it's like this, you talk with executives or whatever, and like all they're about is like ruggedly handsome. What do we do to cash in? This is the moneymaker. How do we do it? And they're like, get in tight on that. I'm like, all right, but you know what? What's going on in here might be even more important. And sometimes I just feel like I'm being used.
Yeah.
You know,
he's here for his smarts as much as he's here for his good looks.
Yeah. I mean, do I see what you're seeing? Yeah, I do. I have two eyeballs at work. Yeah. I like what's looking back at me in the mirror. It's nice. I agree. But there's more to it than that.
Right. So much more. A man of dignity and esteem. And thoughts on football in particular. This is something I saw you talking with Jeff Schwartz about the other day, and he wasn't as high on it as you are, but I think it's a good comparison. The comparison of the 25 Steelers maybe having a little something in common with that 2015 Broncos team when Peyton Manning was on his last legs, almost literally, and hobble and didn't play half the season. And then, you know, the defense, I don't want to say dragged Peyton Manning to a Super Bowl kicking and screaming, but for the most part.
I think Peyton would say that. I think Peyton concedes that that's the case.
But it's an interesting comparison because despite the first 2 weeks of giving up a combined 63 or 65 points, whatever it was, this Steelers defense, especially the last 2 weeks, has looked like the kind of defense that is the highest paid in the league.
Yeah, that's to me the surprising part. And, you know, this is good for us to go at the defense a little bit, because shame the devil if I would say bad about Kabali's favorite person walking the big blue marble, Aaron Rodgers. I mean, Kabali, rein it in a little bit, man. Only Mike Tomlin seems to have more affection at this point for Aaron Rodgers than you.
Are you so
smitten since Miyagi shadowed your door?
Are you willing to say that you were wrong yet?
Wrong about what? What am I wrong about?
Oh, old QB8, QB12. You were anti Aaron Rodgers coming here. Huge.
I think at best the way this plays is that it's sort of like the Tommy Maddox season, that it just will sort of stand alone. I don't think it ultimately yields a Super Bowl run. So then it's kind of a thing that you'll look back on and say, man, that year was unique from all others. It doesn't make it great. Doesn't make it. It looms in your brain as successful, but it didn't ultimately yield anything close to the ultimate prize. The 2015 comp, I think, is pretty good. If you can get, the thing that marries up for me with it is that, much like that 2015 Broncos team, is they understood who Peyton was at that point and what he needed to succeed, which was for the defense to really rise up, and a more conservative skewing coach like Mike Tomlin, this could suit him. Now, you saw the limitations of being overly conservative towards the end of the game in Dublin, but I think that model kind of works. And the trick is, as far as I'm concerned, is, and there's a paradox, Caboli, I think Aaron Rodgers can do things that maybe only a half dozen other human beings can do. Sort of like Mel Gibson making that shot from 1,000 yards. Remember when he describes it out in the parking lot? Out in the driveway. He's like, I made a shot from 1,000 yards in high winds. Only a half dozen other men could make that shot. That was what Rodgers did on the touchdown pass to DK Metcalf. All the elements of that play to get the ball and to find the laces and to make the fake and to pick his head up and to drill a strike in the blink of an eye in stride to DK Metcalf. There are just not very many people who can do that. The issue is looking at that and then thinking, this guy can carry us. What they need is a couple special plays, Hall of Fame level pre-snap reads or otherwise. He, you know, Rodgers is more dynamic than Peyton was in 2015, but he's still a 41-year-old man. So a couple special plays here and there, and then lean on the run game, grind them up at the line of scrimmage. The issue is, all the way back to where you started, Mac, is the defense so far hasn't held up its end of the bargain. That's a weird problem that I can tell from this show, from Kabali's writing and otherwise, nobody, including the guys in the locker room, know why that unit is deficient. It's real weird given the pieces that they have available to them.
Yeah, I think, well, here's the thing. The last 2 weeks, it has looked like what it's supposed to look like, aside from what the last big Vikings push in the fourth quarter. And people are going to argue, well, no, they gave up a 17 play drive to the Patriots and this.
That's right.
But they're forcing five turnovers. They're making big plays when they have to last week against the Vikings. I think that's we complain a lot. I'll draw a baseball analogy since it's the playoffs are going on right now. We complain so much about the three true outcomes. Everybody just wants to walk, strike out, or hit a home run. The Steelers defense has become very three true outcomes. It's or two in some cases. It's give up a 17 play drive and or force a turnover. That bend but don't break mentality has gone about as far as it can go. It's reached its ceiling, and sometimes it's going to burn you. Like against better teams, you give up a 17 play drive and it happens at the wrong time, you're going to lose a game because of it. You're not going to get to give your Hall of Fame quarterback a chance to make one of those special plays. But against other teams, like the Vikings, the Patriots, Carson Wentz in particular last weekend, you're going to make the plays that have to be made when they have to be made. So no number of 12-play drives that end in field goals are going to beat you.
Yeah, it's, you know, the asterisk is obviously, you know, Drake May is fine and coming along, and we just saw Mac Jones beat a real good Rams team with a real good defense in Los Angeles. We saw that great performance. So, you know, being a snoot and turning your nose up at the backup QB like Carson Wentz, you know, and Wentz did just about win that game. And I'm with you too, Mac, in the delusion in the same way. If Mike Tomlin or anyone else in that building is saying, like, Aaron Rodgers, like, we got to get him more throws, man, we got to find him more opportunities to win the games for us, that would be a mistake. It's the same thing. I think a lot of fans, and I think anticipate that a defense is capable in the year of our Lord 2025 of dominating on the level that even the Seahawks of 15 years ago did. That's gone, man. Like, there's just no ability for any defense in the league to, you know, consistently hold opponents to single digits or anything like that. So opportunistic, really, that was the Patriots after they moved on from the very early, the first 5 years or so of Brady's career, when that defense really was dominant. They veered into more of an opportunistic, like you say. Their numbers were bad, except for in the plus minus and turnovers. And if the Steelers win that, then I think they're going to be in real good shape going forward. It does not feel, though, like, I don't know. This is really, in the very short term, the ultimate in glass half full or glass half empty. I mean, I know, Kabali, from your writing that you think, like, well, they're all Peanut Tillmans out there. They're all like, look at how great they are punching that ball out. The Patriots game felt semi-fluky to me when the ball was getting turned over in the spots it was. They really got saved by the Patriots as much as they did by the effort of any one defender out there. You know, it goes back to what this defense should be as close to dominant as any in the league right now, given its pieces. And it's just about inexplicable why. I mean, what happened against the Jets was an atrocity. They survived. You know, the last two games can be asterisked, and I can definitely glass half full, glass half empty the future for the Steelers if that defense continues to play at the level it's playing at, which is mediocre to lousy.
This is what I'm seeing right here, or hearing from both of you guys. I think you guys have been burned recently, past 8 to 10 years. I think a defense mechanism is kicking in that you can only get following the Pittsburgh sports franchises that say, I'm not going to believe because I don't want to be hurt again. Going to hurt your feelings. That's the way I look at it. You're looking at Rodgers, who finally looks like a semblance for a quarterback that they haven't had in 5 to 8 years. Their defense continues to get better. We're complaining about turnovers. We're complaining about weird stuff here. And I think it's just a defense.
I mean, what you're suggesting is that the Steelers – no. It's perfectly rational to not expect that the Steelers are going – that the Steelers' defense is just consistently – is going to swing games because they force 2 to 4 turnovers over 60 minutes. That's not – a plausible result for any defense ever in the history of people.
I still think you're afraid. You don't want to get hurt.
You know what? I couldn't be a bigger cynic in just about every regard. But when it comes to Pittsburgh sports, I feel like I actually am a ray of sunshine compared to you and to most Pittsburgh sports media members. I happen to, just for the record, I stand by. I thought that was going to happen this year, and I have to wear it. I'm telling you here and now, the Pittsburgh Pirates in 2026 are going to be in the postseason. That pitching staff is going to dominate on the level that Cabale or could play third base. Actually, we should put your boy in there because he would actually do. I think he could hit about 240 based on the progress he's making.
He told me last night that he doesn't think the Pirates are going to win the. Any playoff games this year. I said, I can guarantee that too, buddy.
Smart. Yeah. He knows what's going down.
I'll give him
that.
And
the other thing is, I mean, these Pittsburgh Penguins, I really like where they're
tracking.
So what is it? You like the two shit teams and the team
that's actually playing well, you're like, terrible.
Let me tell you something. I think I told you guys this before the season kicked off. And if I said it in public forums elsewhere, 11 wins for these Steelers. I mean, what are you talking about that I'm down on the Steelers? I predicted before they kicked off 11 wins. And by the way, I haven't been off by more than one game in 15 years with the Steelers. So, you know, if you think I'm riding some emotional wave and trying to talk something into being reality, I mean, the reality that I tell you before the season kicks off ends up being pretty close to what we actually see year after year.
Aaron Rodgers, you're a big hater.
I'm not a big hater. It's a mistake. They should have taken Jackson Dart. I stand by it. You know what? This is where I'm putting my marker down here, because now this is the spot where it's tough to do that, to stand by what I said before the season kicked off and the draft.
In the QB league,
Jackson Dart was sitting on the board there and they let him go. It is officially bad that their process yielded Derek Harmon over Jackson Dart, just as their process somehow yielded George Pickens playing in Dallas right now. And I get in the building, no one liked him. No one liked him. They have a bunch of class acts now. Everybody's just a top-notch human being who enters and leaves that building every day. Please, they should have kept George Pickens in a contract year, because if they really were going for it this year, you would have kept the guy in his contract year who understands enough that if I ball out for 1 year, for 17 games of my life, my family is set for the next century. Just have some maturity. I know he has his little things go on the sideline. They should have kept George Pickens. And I know that that's where we started out here with this conversation is what should they have done about Cal? They shouldn't have trusted a guy who is the size of my 9-year-old daughter to serve as their second pass catcher. Calvin Austin, they were real mistake. Locking him up long-term. It's pro football, man. A guy that size is going to get banged up. I'm sorry to be a hardo, but that's reality.
So you hate Calvin Austin. You hate Aaron Rodgers.
I hate them all.
You hate probably the coaching staff, because everybody hates the coaching staff. I mean, wow, I wasn't expecting this from you. But another one, did you think, I mean, right now, if you look at it, who is not say better, but who has less of a chance to fail when they drafted him, Derek Harmon or Jackson Dart? Because you either could only have one or the other.
And if they both were to achieve the same level, let's say that they...
Who's more guaranteed, though?
That's the game we're playing now? That in the QB league? A D tackle has the same value? Are you asserting that it has the same value as the QB?
That's the same value who a quarterback that, you know, didn't really do much of anything in college.
Okay, so the other side of that coin is that you're basically assuring everybody right now that when the Steelers do go all in on a quarterback in 2026, they'll get it right, because that guy, because the risk factor of Jackson Dart was too much for Kabali. But when the Steelers brain trust, who chose Kenny Pickett and who chose Mitchell Trubisky when he was out on the street, and who chose the Russell Wilson, and we finally have a grown up in the locker room, and he's gonna write this ship for us in Russell Wilson, and look at what a great teammate he is, and all of that. You think that group that arrived at all those conclusions, you think that group is definitely miss on what quarterback they take?
Aaron Rodgers is coming back and going to pair up with Mason Rudolph and Will Howard for a year too. There you go. Problem solved.
Problem solved. Quarterback problem solved, Dave. Don't worry. Let me step in between the two of you here. Let me step in between my two friends and suggest that maybe what we're seeing so far and what I think we've seen from the Steelers in building this team for this year. You make a great point about Pickens, Dave. That can't be argued. But that what we've seen...
Oh, a lot of people want to argue it with me, but okay.
But that what we've seen is an insistence on shortening the timeline. Not that they don't think about the future. It's why Omar has like 17 picks packed up for next year. But that they're focused on now. And not even like 4 months from now. Now, like now, this week, next week, the week after that. And not so much... whatever the hell may happen next year. We'll have a lot of picks. We'll figure it out then. And I understand that level of concern. What the hell's going to happen after this year? Because to your point, this isn't a Super Bowl winning team as it's currently built. It's a team that could, I think, do some right things. And when everything comes together, maybe finally they get off the playoff schneid and maybe even go on a little bit of a run if everything goes well. But this isn't a Super Bowl winning team. So you still have to think about the future. And I get that that's where a great portion of your concern lies.
I just, you know, I don't know if you guys have ever heard this this catchphrase. The standard is the standard. I think it's pretty cool. I might use that going forward. In fact, I might just start applying that. You know, people keep doing that cynical rhetorical thing of like, dude, the standard ain't the standard anymore. Tomlin changed the standard now. Now it's just getting over 500 and all that. By the way, again, remarkable, remarkable deed in the age of free agency to never have a losing season. So the people who diminish that as a thing. Now, if they were chasing that, that would be another thing. I don't think that they're actually pursuing that on any level in any given year. You know, winning the Super Bowl is, you know, if every year you have to win the Super Bowl or it's a major failure of a season, boy, you're going to have a sad life. And I think that there are some achievements in pro football Super Bowl era history that are greater, even though they didn't yield a Lombardi. John Elway specifically in the 80s, dragging those first two of the three Broncos teams that he did into Super Bowls that they had no business being in. And by the way, that's the age of when everybody laments, poor Lamar, poor Josh Allen, they have to play in Patrick Mahomes. What are they supposed to do? Like, yeah, was that the frame of mind of John Elway? Like, why? But I got to play against K-Gun Kelly, Bills, and Dan Marino. This isn't fair to me. I got stuck in the wrong era, and Troy Aikman's waiting on the other side, and Steve Young. That hooey makes me crazy, too. But the Broncos getting to those Super Bowls with Sammy Winder as their feature back, with Steve Watson and Vance Johnson as their essential pass catchers, that Elway did that was a remarkable achievement, and he did it more than once. So if Aaron Rodgers makes some hay and they, you know, they, what if I'm right that they go 11-6 and we watch them in the divisional round in a shootout, ultimately, what is that worth? Is it worth having not gone in on the future here for with Jackson Dart? And by the way, by the end of this year, had they drafted Jackson Dart, you would know if Jackson Dart was the answer. And if you needed to go back into the QB pool and draft another one, just like the Arizona Cardinals did, not that they're a model, but you're allowed to do that. You know, this idea, it's almost like when I was growing up, I used to always say, why don't they run the option? Why can't anybody get Jamel Holloway and drop him into the NFL and say, oh, I don't think you understand ball, young man. Like, you can't do that at the next level. The guys are too fast. And then Mike Vick makes the scene and any number of other guys do, and they start running some variation on that. You absolutely, just because people say, oh, you can't take a quarterback 2 years in a row. Yeah, you can. If Jackson Dart wasn't the answer, the only position in the NFL that ultimately really matters is QB, right? We agree on that. So you can keep going at that perennially. And by the way, that's kind of what the Patriots did. Even when they had Tom Brady, they kept loading up at QB. That's what the Steelers should be doing. That is what you a savvy brain trust would be doing right now. Not trying to continually band-aid this thing with some mercenary with glory for some other pro football franchise.
Well, can we please just stick to the 3-1 2025 Pittsburgh Steelers here?
They were 3-1 last year with Justin Fields, Caboli.
Yeah, well, I told you about Justin Fields. Oh, well,
that didn't matter. It mattered then. Everybody was all in. Dave, why are you such a cynic? Don't you see? Look at what they're doing. Like,
there's a different ceiling.
Exactly like I told you.
Ceiling, floor. Now, my point is this. Since you hate the Steelers so much for some reason, I don't know how.
You're right. I don't root for them anymore, according to you. Since you hate them. I'm against them. I've now turned against them. The big question for me is, what am I going to do with all this crap? I mean, now that I hate the Steelers, what am I going to do?
You're going to have to sell it.
Yeah. So my question is, who would you rather be right now? September, what is this, October 2nd, October 3rd, the Baltimore Ravens or the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Well, I mean, I think the football gods have smiled on them, and I'm not such a cynic that I feel like, well, I mean, if they're just going to get into the playoffs and do their usual thing, you know, when you get into the tournament, you have a chance. And so I want them in the tournament. And so I will take the Steelers right now because they are, I don't know if you've, you know, for what they're worth, you know, based on upcoming record and all that, as record of opponents and everything. Apparently the Ravens still have a marginal advantage in chances to win the division going for, I think it's like 47-43 over Pittsburgh. The Steelers, I think that's based on the assumption that the Ravens would win both of those head-to-heads.
Their schedule is much softer down the stretch too than what the Steelers have to face.
Right, but I think the critical thing is those two games against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh wins one of those. I mean, they should win the division if they split with the Ravens at this point. I kind of feel like the Ravens are going to have to go the wild card route. I'll take Pittsburgh, I guess.
I feel like we've spun off into this discussion that is more about what will make you happy this year as a Steelers fan. And I think it's a good question
Nothing.
So
it's a one-off. It has no value. Unless it is a Super Bowl, like what value does it have?
Next year,
20 years from now, are you going to look back as a Broncos fan might and say, like, man, how did Elway drag this bum? You know, the drive and all of that. And that was special and iconic. And that, even though it didn't result in a Lombardi, that was a special moment for me. Is that going to be the point of view of your son in a decade from now? Like, boy, that Rodgers year, man, when they lost in the divisional round, when they lost by 10 to the Bills, boy, that was a great year. Is that the way we're going to look back on it?
You have to agree with me. Being a Pittsburgh fan in general means next year is always more important than this year. They always want to win 2 years from now, 3 years from now, but they don't give a crap if they win this year.
That's not entirely true. That's
I
not
think it is.
True. I don't think it is. I think when we talk about, look, since Dave brought up the Pirates and the Penguins, as it relates to the Pirates, it's always next year, right? Okay. Or the year after, or 5 years from now, or 10 years from now, or whenever the hell Bob Nutting sells the team. That's a completely different animal. As with the Penguins, yes, it's not about this year. It's about next year or the year after and however long Sid wants to hold on. It is a glimpse into the future and wondering what you may have.
With unless McJesus comes to Pittsburgh in trade just before the puck drops this season. Could happen.
It could in an alternate universe that hasn't quite been born into existence yet. Sure, that could happen. But as far as the Steelers go, kaboom, fans are always in on this year. Always in on this year. Now, are there some, like Dave, like others, like myself, this past offseason, who wonder what the hell's going to happen when Rodgers is done? Sure, and it's a valuable question to ask yourself when a Jackson Dart is available. And I wouldn't have had any problems at all with them drafting Jackson Dart.
Jackson Dart's played 4 quarters.
Let me finish.
Slow roll. Slow.
Before I even saw
him. I'm not making any assumptions about what Jackson Dart's going to be, other than that he might end up being the man. And if he does, then that was a mistake by the Steelers to not draft him in that spot.
Well, maybe more of a mistake was not signing Baker Mayfield to a free agent contract a couple years ago. How about that?
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think the point to be made here is that this fan base is, I don't think, really spending more than like 5% of its time collectively thinking about 2026 and beyond. It's always thinking about this year.
Anecdotally, Mac is 100% right. Why do I care? What's the through line for me is if anybody gives a good goddamn about what my rooting is based around. Listen, I'm in Los Angeles. I unironically my entire life have loved Pittsburgh sports. I am tied to them through the generations of my family and friends. My old man dragging me with Uncle Mike and Uncle Scott and my sister Amy to Three Rivers and sitting out there, no matter what the weather was out there back in the 70s, watching Lynn Swann and John Stallworth go up over the orange pants Denver Broncos in the 78th divisional round and all the rest of it. I care what, and now my sister Amy's boys, now grown themselves, going there. They are all in. They do not care about, like, your thing about Kabbalah, about, like, you hate Aaron Rodgers for off-the-field stuff. Like, if those people in Pittsburgh are all in, I'm all in, too. I hope they succeed. Obviously, I hope that's the case. What I think, Mac, is that the Browns, I'm not an anti-tank. Anybody who was lucid when the Penguins were tanking to get Mario Lemieux, and even if you just have to hear about it, 40 years later, it was worth it, everybody. I think it was a good idea that the Penguins tanked to get 66 instead of Kirk Muller. I appreciate that they always are trying to fuel the jet at 30,000 feet. That is what the Steelers should be doing. Hugh Jackson, 0-17 would be a disgrace. There was a way to do it that didn't require such extremities this offseason. After it was repeating what happened last year. It is a spot on sequel to last year with Russell Wilson. All the same things you would have said about Russell Wilson and did say about Russell Wilson are true about Aaron Rodgers now. Now you look back and say, well, it was kind of phony with Russ, but now it's the genuine article with Aaron Rodgers. No, it's the same crap. It's the same thing, knowing the right thing to say to your teammates. The issue was never with Aaron Rodgers, by the way, for the people who defend him about, like, look at what a great teammate he is. That was never the knock on Aaron Rodgers. It was meddling above his pay grade in personnel and what the organization should be about and all of that. That has been the knock on Aaron Rodgers.
Which is never going to be an issue here. Will never have to be an issue here, whether it's just this year or another one beyond it. But I do understand, and I do lean towards the direction of, as you put it, fueling the jet at 30,000 feet when you've only got a few great years of TJ Watt left and you're really at the end of the line with Cam Hayward and Jalen Ramsey, who you went out and got, is not getting any younger. And you've built up this defense the way you have. You've spent all the money on it. you should be all in on now. So I'm okay with stopgap solutions at quarterback. I do come back around to it's you can do both at the same time in some instances, and you could have served yourself for the future while still serving yourself for now. The problem then is if you draft Jackson Dart in the first round, there is no Derek Harmon in the first round, and very limited sample size. But what we've seen from Derek Harmon to this point tells us maybe that's a guy that is a Cam Hayward Jr. who can help bolster a defensive line that got absolutely steamrolled last year.
I mean, what my retort to that is, sorry for being a blabbermouth, but I guess that's why you brought me on, was to talk
about football. Absolutely. It's your job to talk.
What my pushback on that is then, like, how did George Pickens not wind up on the roster then? If I agree with everything you just said, Mac, but then you should have kept George Pickens. If it's like, well, we can't burn a pick on the future, which is what Jackson Dart stands for. Derek Harmon can help us right now. And all the other moves, Slay and Ramsey and all the rest of it. If that's all the case, then it is schizophrenic to have traded away George Pickens.
I think the players were done with him. I think that's the difference, though. I think the players, it's not Omar, not Mike Tomlin, not any of the Rooneys. I think the players are finally said, man, I'm done with this guy. So that's,
yeah, nice. I you know what? I got to tell you, I think that is a legit issue that is sort of on the down low. Kabali, you're around it more than I am. I get more than a whiff of the alleged team leaders now over the last couple few years, kind of going what Tomlin does a lot of, like, it was his fault. It was, why that didn't go well? Was that guy. We've got to get rid of, oh, no. You know what? It was also him, but it was that guy too. There's a lot of that crap, even between the lines. I remember in last December, literally Patrick Queen and otherwise, like, what are you doing? You're supposed to be here.
Well, and I was going to bring that up. I was going to bring that up, Dave, because it was a lot more obvious with Pickens, right? Like, because Pickens was an obvious disturbance at times. But it was much more under the radar and has remained so in regards to Minkah Fitzpatrick. Mm-hmm. Like, Minkah at the end of last year, you're talking about like the Deshaun Elliott comments or the Cam Hayward comments towards the end of the year last year. It's hard to win when 10 guys are doing what they're supposed to do. It's out at this point. Everybody knows that guy number 11 that was being talked about was Minkah Fitzpatrick. And so you hear enough about the fact that, look, Minkah was still very good on the field, but maybe not in the room. I don't know. Kabali could speak to that more than I could or you could. But definitely on the field was becoming a distraction of sorts, in that I don't know if he was trying to do too much, if he was trying to do too little, whatever it may have been. Those two moves, Pickens and Fitzpatrick, both tell you, maybe like you said, it's veterans pointing the finger at other guys, or just being identified within.
Mac, there's not that many people that have that type of stroke. You can figure out who they are.
Yeah, there's two guys I can think of.
Yeah. It's a recurring theme, though. Like, boy, we were close if not for that guy, right? I mean, this is definitely, if you tick back through it, it goes all the way back. I mean, I could start the clock even earlier than this, but let's start the clock around 2018, 2017, December, January. Le'Veon Bell gets too many touches. He gets raw with the medical staff. Who am I talking to? I'm talking to Kabali. Me and Kabali, we were the two insiders we were telling everybody week for week exactly what was going on with Le'Veon Bell, and literally national media people were telling me, people who I was working with, like, you guys don't know what you're talking about. Like, I'm telling you exactly what's happening. I know that. Anyway, that Le'Veon Bell was Le'Veon Bell's fault, but then it was Antonio Brown's fault, or was it Juju's fault? And that begins the endless roll that brings us to now, that it's like, it's somebody's fault. Like, we could have done better if not for that guy. And that's become an ugly and recurring theme.
I mean, you're throwing Antonio out there and you're throwing George Pickens out there. You're not really helping your argument out there, Chick.
I certainly get it with old AB, who maybe was in fact spiraling in a bad direction, and his spiral has continued. But
he's still in Dubai? I don't know where he's at. He's MIA.
He's going to do that Saudi stand-up comedy festival. I heard he's on the bill for that.
Yeah, he's going to do it. We're going to break it up. Can't all be comedy. Got to get a little hip-hop.
He comes
in
on right after terrific. Matt Rife. It's Matt Rife, then AB.
Hey, before I go, let me tell you this. I was thinking about this because I was just thinking about AB's giant shoes, and because my brain jumps around too much. You guys are dyed-in-the-wool Pittsburghers as well. Is Dan Marino have the biggest butt? And is he like the least athletic great athlete that we've seen?
I think he used to wear those really sports. I think he used to wear those really big thigh pads or ass hip pads.
The padded girdle
that made him, you know,
DeFranco wore them hip. Yeah,
you know, when I was
DeFranco loved them hip pads too.
Yeah,
when I was a kid, I went to, you know, the Sears and got the old Franco uniform. And I got the pants and the hip pads had to be hanging out a little bit.
It's a good
now, now they don't even wear hip pads, so I think
I would wear them because it would be an aesthetic upgrade. That would be exactly what I would do. I would go Lambert neck roll. People would be like, you know, that doesn't have it. So what? It looks cool. That would be that's what I would tell everybody. Yeah, so I'd go Dirt Winston.
I tell you one thing though. There's probably there's probably the quarterback that is not appreciated less. And has accomplished more than Marino just because of the Super Bowl. I mean, the how he's played is just – he should be top three mentioned every single time you say quarterbacks in the NFL.
I think he's pretty close. I think he's fairly close to that, right? I think
people – But he's never won a Super Bowl.
I mean, now we're completely off the rails. But Mac, as somebody who loves his sports history and otherwise, whose career – would you rather have had Dan Marino's or Eli Manning's?
I mean, those two rings, baby.
Eli's got rings. Yeah,
that's right. So it does matter when you win. So this all this thing about like Aaron Rodgers is going to win us a playoff game is like, what are we talking about?
So is that
great? They should win a playoff game. Good. I hope they win a playoff game. That'd be terrific.
Before we let you go and get back to your beautiful Southern California fall morning.
We know nobody went to the Rams game last night, but go ahead. They should be nice and fried.
There were plenty of people there at the Rams game.
A lot of people wearing red. About 50% of them were wearing red and gold. Yes.
I laughed when I heard somebody this morning say, "Whoa, that's a big win for them on the road." It's not a road game. It's not a road game for the Niners in LA. Anyway,
it's like the Raiders now too, by the way. The Raiders are also that.
Everybody, it's a home game at SoFi.
No, I mean when you go to Vegas to play the Raiders, it's half the stadium is the alleged visitors.
It's a destination.
It's a tourist trap. What would make Dave Damashek happy with this Pittsburgh Steelers season? They've started 3-1. They're going to hold your water.
I get it because he's just a negative Nancy. So I say nothing.
They've started.
I love the division crown. A division title. Okay. How about that?
All right.
It's available to them now. The football gods have smiled on them and not on Joe Burrow's toe. Say it ain't toe. The Browns are you know in process of Browns in it. I do have to say very quickly, the football gods also smiled on Omar and Tomlin by getting Kenny Pickett unavailable for the Browns because if he would have started the season, what if right now? The Browns were like 2-2. What if they were, you know, not a complete joke? And Kenny Pickett was waiting in the wings to welcome the Pittsburgh Steelers to Cleveland for week number 6. Imagine the terror right now. I think sincerely, if Fields is great, if Pickens is great, if Jackson Dart is great, these are all bad things that are available for all of our eyes and ears and hearts to understand. Like, boy, this front office is screwing some things up here. This is it. So winning the division would be a nice panacea in my book. I think they'd have to have the number one seed. And I don't see a path to getting that with the Bills in that division. The Bills are almost certainly at this point going to be the one seed. So that's two home games for them. The Steelers are going to have to win. So at best, if they win the division, they're still going to have to win a home game. Then they're going to have to win a home game to get to Buffalo. They're going to need a lot of help, much like Bart Scott, provided with the Jets against the Patriots. Somebody's going to have to knock off one of those heavyweights for the Steelers to have a plausible chance at playing in the title game or shame the devil in Santa Clara in February.
But if they got to an AFC championship game and lost at whatever they're calling the old stadium in Buffalo now in its final year, or if they lost at Arrowhead, would that be, would Dave Dameshick walk away from this season going, you know what? It's not the ultimate goal, but I feel okay about the 2025 Steelers and what they gave me.
I would have to say, like some corporate muckety muck, let's put a pin in that until the draft, because that really, as stated, is the goal, right? It's to set them up for long-term success in the QB league, which is to say getting the answer at QB in that draft in Pittsburgh, PA. And by the way, that's my final thought. The thing that sucks is there was a certain momentum during this offseason about, like, from Adam Schefter and people like that, just saying unironically, grown-up people saying stuff like, you know what, the Steelers organization would be a banner moment for them would be for them to have the first overall pick in Pittsburgh for that draft to announce their future. Like, that's Cleveland Browns crap. The number one overall pick, maybe if they have some voodoo that allows them to trade up there. I don't want them to be such an atrocity that that's where they are. Like, what glory, we sucked last year. I appreciate what they're doing. I fear that 11 wins, if I end up being right, gets them just far enough away from a, not just a first round pick, but a real high first round pick that will allow them to access one of those guys in the draft.
I'd add that this quarterback class is not exactly bathing itself in glory right now either.
Mac,
I'll take Drew Aller. I'd take him in a heartbeat.
I'm a Penn State guy, and I'm not taking Drew Aller right now.
I would take him in a heartbeat.
I said to Jeff Schwartz, you know, who watches a ton of college football.
Sure, he's flying high after last weekend, too. Congratulations, Schwartzy.
What's he think?
Wait till Fernando and the mighty Indiana Hoosiers pay him a visit next Saturday. Well, he'll get his what for then. That's the guy who I would be perfectly happy with in Pittsburgh.
Stop, Fernando.
You don't like Fernando?
He got ice in his veins, don't he?
Okay, let's see how he handles.
He's got a whip. What are you talking about? You don't
Ohio
like
State? Yeah, like Oregon and Penn State's defense.
He has absolutely no reaction to anything. He's just like stern.
I love him.
You couldn't tell if it was the first quarter or overtime.
I don't even remember what I was going to say to you, Mac. So,
I can tell you something.
We're talking about how crap this quarterback class has turned out.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That is my very favorite thing that people do perennially. Like, everybody just has some case of amnesia all at one time, and it's every year. I'm trying to think of the years. I think it was 2020. Okay, it didn't work out to take Kenny Pickett where they took him. The thing of like, wait, don't take a quarterback in 2025 was the sentiment going into this draft, because 2026 is loaded up. That was the same case. I think it was 5 years ago. The two guys who everybody would say like, oh no, wait, don't take any of these bumps. Wait it out, because next year you could take Sam Howell or Spencer Rattler. I mean, that was for real. You can look it up. Yeah. Easy to find on the internet.
Starters.
Like, wait it out for one of those guys, because then you'll get the real deal. You don't have to pretend that taking that guy just because you use a first on him. You'll get the authentic. You'll get Sam Howell. Have you watched him play? Sam Howell, he's the guy to get. Is that true now of all those guys? Is that true of Drew? That's what I was saying about Jeff Schwartz. I'm talking to Schwartz the other day after the Oregon game, and I said, well, Drew Aller, like, you know, in fact, literally Kabali is one of the people who said, like, he's going to end up being the first overall pick next year. And he said, Drew Aller is going to go in the first round?
First quarterback taken.
No, you said first overall, but either way. Whatever.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I think it's going to end up being Lenoris is who it's going to end up being, but either way.
You know what, Schick?
Two doesn't make a difference who the top pick is because the Steelers are playing themselves out of contention to get that guy.
I got two statements to make. I'm shocked that you haven't brought up the name Wes Chandler. And number two is we can do something with that rolling
rock. He'd be a good
rock.
Second wide receiver. Now, 65-year-old Wes Chandler would be better than what the Steelers are going to run out there.
And number two is we can get you an icy light hat or a sign to put in where that rolling rock sign is behind you. We can do that.
Yinz
we know
is
people.
Connected now. Yinz is running Pittsburgh, PA. I couldn't be prouder and happier for you two to have. For real, I think it's proud. You don't need.
That's
you don't need me,
man.
Yeah, listen. Let's see that right there. His backhand going over to Kindle Stanley Cup 2026 ahead of schedule. Did you see that, everybody?
Well, wait till the flower comes back and wins.
Look
the
at Brunig. Look at him. Shot down. He's a shot down defenseman, Jens. Look at him.
The sunshine of the eternal optimistic mind, Dave Damashek.
Don't trade Ricky Raquel. 87 needs someone to help jack up his point totals before it's all done. That's the price you pay for the three Stanley Cups. You got to keep Brian Rust and Ricky Raquel. Get traded. Tristan Jarry, you can get traded. But we keep Ricky Raquel and Brian Rust. Why? Because they make 87 happy.
87 is going to play another 18 years.
He may.
I mean, he might.
I'd be fine with that.
And he's got a butt the size of Danny Marino's, but it's fit at the same time.
I have a small butt.
Athletic ass aficionado, Dave Damashek. Check out Football America on all your social medias and the YouTube as well. Fantastic. Dave, we appreciate you getting up early. We'll talk to you again soon.
What if it had been 8-8 in Cleveland in week 6? Kenny Pickett against Aaron Rodgers. Hey,
this is stuff that keeps you up at night, doesn't it?
Well, guess what? It's a good thing that Chris Boswell outkicked Nick Folk in week 1, or else the sky would have already fallen on all the ins there in Pittsburgh. Because if Justin Fields and the Jets had beaten Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers, this one-year experiment would already have been a massive disaster.
And it's Dave Damashek, known Aaron Rodgers hater.
Oh, that's what it is. That's what it is. Dave, big hater. Big hater.
Big hater. Dave, thank you for spending so much time with us.
Thank you for having me, fellas.
We'll talk to you soon. Dave Damashek is an absolute legend. We appreciate him joining us.
I think he should do his whole podcast in Panama, just like Shador. Yeah, exactly. That'd be great.
I don't think so.
He could probably get away with it.
Dave could, just with his facial expressions, yes.
Dave is fired up. Fired up. I don't even know where we started at.
We were going to talk about the
you know when Schick gets on, it's just like the time frame just is
time becomes a flat circle. It's no longer it's an artificial construct. It's no longer a real thing. All right, one thing we do have to do before we leave is get some picks because you've taken the lead in the picks competition.
Oh, have I?
Only thanks to Sean McVay making what he himself called a shitty call on 4th and 1. So congratulations. Mac Jones has you a one-game lead in our season-long picks competition. You ready for this week's game?
It means you're going to have to dye your hair.
It's week 5, horse. Slow your roll.
And you're losing.
All right, Minnesota-Cleveland.
At this rate, you're going to Dillon Gabriel's going to just go overseas and actually play well against a Brian Flores defense. I can see that coming. Absolutely not. Minnesota Vikings.
We're both on the Vikings. Texans at the Lamarless Ravens.
Cooper Rush, huh?
Cooper Rush.
I got to start him in my fantasy team. I know nobody cares about my fantasy team, but.
No, nobody does.
I got Jordan Love, too. I'll say finally, this might be a way for the Ravens to get back on track and have to feed the ball to number 22. So I'm picking the Ravens.
All right, I'll take the Texans. I don't think Cooper Rush is going to win this one. Giants at the Saints.
I'm going Saints because hell with Jackson Dart.
Now you're just angry at Jackson
Dart. Yes, I'm just that angry at Jackson Dart because he played one quarter.
Thanks to our friends at Higgins Professional Painting for supporting the show. You're looking to get a room done, the whole house done, inside and outside done. They'll do all of it. interior, exterior, drywall repair. You want to give your home a fresh look, up the curb appeal, whatever it may be. They can do all of it, and they do a fantastic job. A family-owned business here in Western PA that's been doing it for four decades. Get a hold of Higgins Professional Painting. They're going to be in Kaboom's house soon. They may pop by our place after they're done over there and do a little bit of work as well. We'll see what they got cooked up. I'm going to tell my wife to control herself because she's already coming up with too many ideas, but they don't care. They'll do whatever you want to get done. Give them a call and get your free estimate, 412-344-0480, or check them out online at HigginsProfessional.com. We appreciate their support. This
is a good. By the way, your picture, your video of your house and your Halloween decorations is kind of creepy.
Why was it creepy?
Because you're taking pictures of inside of your house and basically making fun of your wife. I'm sure that went over well.
I wasn't making fun of her. I was just
saying. Look at this. We got pumpkins this and pumpkins.
We got pumpkins everywhere. It's like a damn pumpkin farm upstairs.
You know what I did with the pumpkins after Halloween?
But did you notice how clean the house was? That's the one thing. You can't consider it making fun.
You must have.
I had nothing to do with it.
You have a maid or a.
No. My wife is just fanatic about the cleaning.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. So I thought that was kind of a creepy video to do, but what do I know?
What's creepy about sharing your home with people?
What the hell's Brian Garrett even saying there?
I don't know. I'm not even checking it out. Denver at Philly.
Who the hell's Jason? Oh.
Don't get distracted by the comments. Keep up with me here.
Is that when I was eating pizza on the freaking on the thing?
Is this what you're talking about?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
I don't. So
I thought he was talking about Jason Mackey, but he's talking about Jason McIntyre. Okay.
Yeah, he's like the sidekick for Colin Coward.
I thought he was talking about Mackey. I was confused. No.
Okay.
All right.
Whatever. Do me a favor. If you don't know what the thing in the chat is about,
yeah,
maybe we just don't bring it up on the.
Well, show. When it says me Coward and. Kabuli or whatever the hell that says. I tend to I don't have a fake last name like you, so
Denver at Philly. Make a pick.
I still think Denver's quite overrated. Philly's not playing well though. I think they have a chance to play better. I'm gonna take Philly in this one.
I got Denver. I think with all the issues in Philly, even though they're undefeated, there could be something happening there that gets a little squirrely. Dallas at the Jets. Oof.
Dallas at the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's going to pick Dallas on this one, aren't they? The Jets stink. I'm just going to say Dallas. I'm going to say the Jets. I don't know why. It doesn't make any sense.
Just
but
to be
whatever.
Different.
Yes, I am easily distracted, Coley, so quit it.
It's because you're such a big Justin Fields fan. I'm going to take the Cowboys. All right, two of your preseason favorites, the Raiders at the Colts. Yeah. Who you got?
I'll go with the Colts. Raiders are about done. It's about time to turn.
I thought they were going to the playoffs this year.
You know, some of us can be wrong, sort of like, you know, you putting up that goofy poster in the background of your house. So, you know, sometimes you're not always correct.
Okay, that's fair. Miami at Carolina, another ugly one.
Carolina doesn't even have a running back. They're going with Rico Dowdle.
You just complained about someone mispronouncing your name, and now you're completely butchering Rico Dowdle.
I just remember last year when he played against the Steelers that they pronounced his name like seven different ways. Who are the Panthers playing again?
They're hosting the Dolphins.
Boy, there's some two bad teams right there. Yeah. Give me the Dolphins.
Give me Carolina. Even with Rico Dowdle, or however the hell you're saying it. Dowdle. All right, this should be a good one. Tampa at Seattle.
Wow, what a flight that is, huh?
Yeah.
Give me the team that has the least amount of travel. And apparently, Sheck hates the Sam Howell or Sam Darnold. I meant did he say, Sam Howell or Sam Darnold? I can't remember which one he said.
He was talking about Sam Howell.
Oh, I thought he said Sam Darnold, but whatever. Give me the Seahawks. Too much of a travel. Plus, I don't believe Bruce Irving's going to be playing today, this week. So that is significant.
Who? Bucky Irving?
Whatever. Bruce, Bucking, everything. Same thing. It starts with a B. Bruce Irving is the West Virginia linebacker, right?
Yes. I had no
Bucky
idea.
Bucky Irving. I mean, if your name Bruce. Is, first of all, nobody's real name is Bucky. So that's number one. So no wonder why I revert to Bruce.
I'm on Seattle as well for any of the games this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday nights, Thursday nights. There's only one place to be to watch them all. It's Archie's on Carson, Pittsburgh's best place for food, drinks, and sports. 80-cent wing nights Monday through Thursday, plus great sandwiches, burgers, flatbread pizzas. All of it is delicious and always ice cold drink specials, including Iron on Draft. Get on down there. Our favorite place to watch the games and get some wings should be yours as well. Archie's down there on Carson in the South Side. We appreciate Arch supporting the show as well. All right.
By the way, Bucky Irving's real name is Marquise, so I could see how, you know, Marquise and Bucky are the same.
Nicknames happen, kaboom. Tennessee at Arizona.
Okay, Mac.
Tennessee at Arizona.
Do your kids go by the Mac name in school?
No. My son did mention that there's one kid in his in one of his classes, though, that comes up to him all the time and says, "Hey, how's Chris?" And my son's like, "He's fine." Why? He's like, "Because I saw him on his show." He's like, "Okay, what's your point?
What's his name? We need the younger audience." Hi there, guy who made fun of Chris Mack.
Tennessee at Arizona. Nobody's going to watch this.
I'm going to Tennessee. Arizona's down to their third. If you could tell me Arizona's running back, I'll give you 50 cents.
DeMarcado.
Isn't that a region in San Francisco?
I don't think so.
No, in Trocadero. Same difference, right?
Amari DeMarcado. There you go.
Yeah, give me
he looked all right in that game against Seattle until they lost it at the end. Washington at the Chargers. Commanders, Chargers. I think Chargers Jayden offensive Daniels, line is just decimated.
Yeah, but I think Jayden Daniels could possibly potentially coming back.
Yep. I got Washington. What do you got? You hate the Chargers. Just take Washington.
I do hate the Chargers. Yeah, give me Washington.
Washington. All right, Detroit at Cincinnati. The spread on this one is outlandish. I want to say it's like at least 10.5 the last time I saw. But well, we don't pick with the spread. We pick straight up. So
knowing
the
Cincinnati's give up 550 yards and Zach Taylor still is in love with Jake Browning.
Well, what else is he going to do? Trade for Russell Wilson?
Jameis, Russell, somebody. Somebody. I'd rather have Skylar Thompson at this point.
All right. You're taking Detroit then?
Yeah, I'm good with that one.
All right. New England at Buffalo. This one's out of control too. Oh no, it's 8 points, but any reason to take the Patriots in that one?
I think this is the one we're talking the spreads will be within the spread, but I think the Patriots will lose.
Okay. Last one, Monday night, Kansas City at the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, man, how terrible of a game is that? I don't care if Jaguars 3-1. They're just a boring watch.
I would take, if we were talking spreads, I would take Jacksonville plus the 3.5. I think the Chiefs win. I think it'll be ugly. I think it'll be very ugly. But Kansas City wins.
Nope. Kansas City definitely wins. I think it's going to be easy.
Okay, so
Jacksonville stinks.
Fair. Okay, we've got a good 5 or 6 games that were different on this week. We'll see how somebody could have a big lead going into next week in this picks competition. And I can't wait until you have to dye your facial hair to look like Hollywood Hogan. I'll be a big fan of that.
I'll be my hair here. I got a haircut yesterday.
I got them all cut. So
what?
You've never heard someone say, "Hey, I got a haircut."
A mall cut?
No, you got them all cut.
I thought you said I went to the mall and got it cut. I'm like, what is this kind of
which mall
witchcraft you're talking about?
All right, that's going to do it for today. We've dragged on long enough. We appreciate Dave Damashek coming in and supporting the show today and talking existentially about whether the 2025 Steelers can do anything to make anybody happy at all. When we launch into next week on Monday or Tuesday, we will start focusing a little bit more on who's going to get the ball with Calvin Austin out, who's going to take over with Jalen Ramsey out, assuming Joey Porter Jr. is back, and how things look for the game against Cleveland and the game against Cincy. Should be two wins, should be 5-1. We'll see. Plenty to get into. Yins, have a great weekend. Thanks to everybody for supporting the show, especially our sponsors. We appreciate every single one of them, including folks like the Dan Heck team, who have been on board since the very beginning here on Cabali and Mac. Thanks to Pittsburgh Brewing for having us out last weekend. That was a phenomenal atmosphere. We'll have to do it again soon, next time they have a big old watch party. And
somebody actually at the kids' baseball game yesterday asked me how it was, because they saw it maybe on your feed, not quite sure. And I said, it's kind of impressive.
It was awesome. I'm dead serious. It was like being at a game in some respects. People started to cheer on third downs. Plus, it was loud enough that you could hear, like, the, since they had all the Heinz Field audio, like, you could hear the horn on third down. You could hear Larry Richard say, it's third down. All of it. It was amazing. So the next time they do one of those watch parties, we'll have to get back out there for it and have all of Yins join us. Don't forget to follow us on all the social media. Be one of the first 500 on Instagram. You could win the $100 Yoli's gift certificate. And if you're one of the first 3,018 subscribers on YouTube, you could win that autographed Will Hard Stiller's helmet. Or maybe, if you would rather have it, the autographed Stone Cold Steve Austin vest. And the
first 10 people to show up at Permane's tonight, Mac will buy a beer for.
I'm not going to Permane's tonight.
I thought you go to Permane's every home game.
Only during TJ home games when I don't have something else going on.
You play at home tonight?
I don't know. I have to drive my daughter to a concert, so I won't be at Permane's.
Concert? Is that the Shaboozy? Not Shaboozy.
No, it's not Shaboozy. Lord.
Lord who? Lord Tensai.
Yes.
You remember Lord Tensai? He was actually Matt Bloom, the offensive lineman for Pitt.
Did he fight ball boys too?
I don't even want to know what happened there.
The ball boy was trying to get the ball back because that's his job.
Yeah.
And the pit guys on the sideline acted like goofs trying to keep the ball.
What about that dude that like called out Duz for giving him pizza the other day?
Wait, what happened?
And Dorduzzi went, I don't know where they were. He was handing out pizza to students, and somebody had a smart-ass remark to say. And I think Dorduzzi dropped a pow on him. Okay, pal, or something like that.
There may be a coach in the Pittsburgh area who's more condescending than Pat Narduzzi, but
James Franklin.
It would be a challenge to find Franklin. Franklin's lost a lot of that condescension in his tone over the last year or two. Trust me.
He thanked Oregon fans for showing up at the game.
That's
not who does that before the game. Thanks for coming. I really appreciate you coming. What?
Yeah, I don't know, but that's not condescending, really.
Well, that's fool yourself, though.
Condescending is talking down to absolutely everybody, like you know everything that there is to know.
I know a couple people like anything. I know a couple people like that.
Yeah,
you should too.
On that note, we're going to wrap up today's edition of Cabali and Mac. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again soon. Make sure you follow and subscribe. Bye now.